Or like Yerushalmi corresponding to Mi'i Lebavli Daf Ches, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches and Medalas at the Mishnah. Hatzeveim la'asit v'klipei ola v'olga v'beged and yadura eivuhu v'mei oimer yadolei kabeged. If one dyed thread a full sit, which is as far as one can separate his thumb from his index finger, from peels of ola and wove into a garment, and now he doesn't know which thread it is, then v'mei says the garment must be burned. V'chachamayim yale b'echad v'masayim, v'chachamayim say it's butter in 201. Ha'ugum la'asit asit mitzema v'chor beged v'beged yadolei kabeged. Miseh ha'nozir u'mipetach ha'mor, v'asak yadolei kasak. If one wove a full set of wool of a b'chor into a garment, the garment must be burned. If you wove from hair of a nozir or a petech amor into sack, which is sackcloth, then the sack must be burned. Over mugdoshim, mekadshim b'chol shehem. If the wool or hair is from kodshim, any amount forbids even less than a sit. Regarding a b'chor, only a sit forbids. The Gemara says, man tana sit v'meir v'am kravonon hu sit hu pochas mesit. The one says, who taught the shear of a sit? It's a bit meir, but according to the Chachamim though, a sit is the same as less than a sit, meaning in any case, it's bottle in 201. The Biosi Rabun Omala B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Biasa B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Seme B'Chor Shetarofoi Bottle B'Wave. The Biosi Rabun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, and also Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that wool of a B'Chor that was mixed with heter wool is bottle in a majority. I should say, I see Ubchia, Sipira, Kaimi Rabbi Imi, Litra Vishmaina, she said, Vele Hoyrile, the Amr of Yasa, Veloi Masnisi. Ubchia, Sipiraya, bought in front of Rabbi Imi a litter of wool of a Bachar mixed in eight, and he didn't rule for him to permit it because Rabbi Yasa said, does not a mission teach that it's not battle? Ha'irikum la sit, Mitzema Bachar, Rabbege, Yidalek, Abeged. The Mishnah taught that if one wove a full sit of wool of a b'chor into a garment, the garment must be burned. Amalei ilu isasavd, taman is havas yos. Rabbi Imi said that had Rabbi Yose asked this to Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps he would have agreed that it's a proper question and retracted. Taman taninan, elehen nisofim, taninan elehenan nikvorim. Hacha adama yisuf v'hacha adama yikru. There's a Mishnah that teaches that these are burned, and a Mishnah teaches that these are buried, which is the hair of a nozir and a petah chamor. In our Mishnah you said that they're burned, and there you said that they are buried. Yochanan kam b'sak kam b'seir. Rabbi Yochanan gave an answer, here we discuss sack, which is made from the hair, and there we discuss hair. Ma ben sak ma ben seir, what's the difference whether it's sack or hair? Rabbi Chananya, the way to be chilol. Sak motzeh lechatet achrov, seir im motzeh lechatet achrov. Rabbi Chananya agreed with Hillel, said that sak is common to excavate, means dig and retrieve it. Perhaps someone will benefit from it, therefore we burn it. Hair is not common to excavate it. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omar kam b'mikdash kam b'gvulim. Rabbi Lakish gives a second answer that here we discuss hair of another who shaved in the mikdash and is burned, and there outside the Beit HaMikdash it's buried. Rabbi Chanina Oimer, Kan Benazir Toho, Kan Benazir Tomei. A third answer is from Yosef Chanina. We're discussing here hair of a Nazir Toho, and there is a Nazir Tomei. Batanin and Petach Amor, Estach Meimer, Kan Ramikdash Kamagulim, Kan Benazir Toho, Kan Benazir Tomei. We object to the second and third answers. Now, Amisha teaches also hair of a Petach Amor. Can you say that here it is in the Mikdash and here it is outside the Mikdash, or here is a Nazir Toho and here is a Nazir Tomei? And I can besak can beseya. Rather, we have to answer like the original answer, which is that we're discussing sack over here and over here. There, we're discussing hair. I'm Rabbi Yosi Babun, hein detein me yisarif sarai, hein detein me yikaviat gufay. And in defending the second and third answers, Rabbi Yosi Babun says that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yosi Bechanina didn't need to answer regarding petah amor, because burning applies to the hair and burial applies to his body. That mishnah doesn't mean hair of a nozir and of a petach amor, rather hair of a nozir and the body of a petach amor. Of mekdashim, mekadshim kol shehein. If the wool or hair is from kodshim, they forbid any amount. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan had the tema, the kodshim sheyesh lahen matirin, about the kodshim sheyin matirin, sichim sit. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that you say about kodshim that yesh lahen matirin, it can become permitted, such as the wall was detached in its lifetime, it can be redeemed. But kachin that ain't a materin, then a sit is needed to forbid it. Hey, says Rabbi Yosi, v'ha masnisim pliga ha'arig v'la sit yitzem ha'b'chor v'beged yidalek v'beged. Rabbi Yosi asked a question from a Mishnah: if one wove a full sit of wool of b'chor into a garment, the garment must be burned. V'b'chor lav kachim sheyish lahem materinu. If b'chor not like kachim sheyish lahem materin, means hair that was detached in its lifetime, which is permitted after shechita. If not, the Tanila b'shem Rabbi Meir, v'if the loy Tanila b'shem Rabbi Meir. Some teach the Sefer, which is a full sit of wool of a b'chor, in the name of Rabbi Meir, and some do not teach it in the name of Rabbi Meir. Man the Tanila b'shem Rabbi Meir, isle asar dvarim mekadshim. Man the loy Tanila b'shem Rabbi Meir, man isle asar dvarim mekadshim. Minan isle asar dvarim mekadshim. We ask the question, now granted the one who teaches it in the name of Meir, he holds that 10 things are mekadesh. The one who does not teach in the name of Rabbi Meir, from where do they have 10 things that are Makadish? Because the Sefer is not amongst the 6 things that Chacham agreed to, because it's due to Dovah Shiyesh Loi Maturin, or because they taught only Esurim of Ola and Kila Kerem, for the same reason Rabbi Meir should not count it. Rabbi Meir called Rabbi Kiva Omer after Kores Shabbat Abayis. The answer is that Rabbi Meir holds it Rabbi Kiva, who says that even loaves of Rabbi Balabayis are Makadish.